maths exams. Oh! It was a toast warm Friday afternoon in May. The kind of afternoon when all you wanted to do was sunbathe and fan yourself. But end of year exams had come around again for all us Borough Vale second years. I was near the front of the queue to get into the exam room, and my brother Gib and his friend Chelsea were behind me. I was pretending to talk to my friend Maggie, but really I was earwigging on Gib and Chelsea's conversation. Chelsea sighed. I think I'd rather be at the dentist having all my teeth filled than having to spend the afternoon trying to answer unanswerable maths questions. Amateur, Gib scoffed. I'd rather be kissed by Vicky. On second thoughts, no I wouldn't. I spun around. If I kissed you, brat face, my lips would probably drop off. Were real brothers as rotten as Gib always was to me? I wondered. Gib was only my brother because his mum and dad had adopted me when I was a baby. Then they were unlucky enough to have him. It would have been so lovely to have been an only child. I wasn't talking to you, Vicky. Gib tapped his nose. I glared at him. Chelsea was grinning at me. He wasn't as bad as Gib, but he was sure heading that way. Chelsea was always laughing at me. I stuck my tongue out at both of them. I wished I was the sort of person who could think of really funny, razor-sharp retorts on the spur of the moment, but I never could. Gib's good at thinking on his feet, though. He has an answer for everything. Never mind them, Maggie said loftily. They're so juvenile. Did you revise, Vicky? Nah, not really, I shrugged. Did you? Maggie shook her head. Nah, I tried to, but no. We never owned up to revising. No one wanted to fail their exams, but at the same time, who wanted to be called an egghead or a swot? And worse still, what if you did say you'd revised hard and then you failed? Shame! Just then, the assembly hall doors opened. Mrs. Bracken stood in the doorway, peering at us through glasses which were thicker than mine, and that's saying something. As soon as I walked into the hall, I wrinkled up my nose at the cheesy smell of feet and old shoes. Right then, who needs a school calculator? Mrs. Bracken called out. I didn't need one. I had my own calculator, which Dad and Mum had bought me for Christmas. After the calculators were given out, Mrs. Bracken turned her attention to the huge clock on the wall. You may begin, she said at last. Instantly, the hall was alive with the rustle of papers. I flicked through the exam. Boring, but not too bad. I took a quick glance around the hall. There was Tristan, in his new navy blue jacket. Then, as I watched, Tristan pushed up his jacket sleeve to read what he'd written on his shirt cuffs. I couldn't believe it. But everyone was at it. My friend Maggie had her nose buried inside her pencil case, and I could see writing on the inside of the case. I was shocked. I could understand Tristan cheating. He couldn't write his name without looking on his shirt sleeve first. But Maggie? I felt a sudden strange prickling all over my skin. I looked up, and there was Crackly Bracken watching me. Hastily, I looked down at the paper. And that's when I had my mega brilliant idea. I looked from the exam paper to calculator and back again. I'm okay at maths, but computing is my subject. If that's not boasting. I think it probably is. And my calculator was programmable. I'd written programs on it lots of times before. So why not just write a program to work out the answers for me? I had all the necessary functions on my calculator. I could program it without even having to think about it much. All in all, it only took about 20 minutes. Then I whizzed through the maths questions in about 2 minutes flat. I wanted to jump up and down on my chair, I was so chuffed. I put down my pen and leaned back with my arms folded and started grinning and grinning. Victoria Gibson, get on with the test, Mrs. Bracken's voice boomed out, making me jump. I looked up at her and smiled. I've finished, miss, I said. Instantly, I could feel every eye in the hall upon me. It felt really good. My grin broadened. I could almost feel my head growing bigger too. "What did you say?" Mrs. Bracken asked. "I finished the exam, miss," I repeated. Mrs. Bracken stood up abruptly. As she marched down the steps, butterflies appeared from nowhere and started to flutter in my stomach. She made straight for me and snatched up my paper. Her eyes narrowed as she scrutinised each and every page. For the first time, I thought about exactly what I'd done. This was supposed to be a maths exam, not a computing exam. Maybe I shouldn't have used my calculator to get the answers. I casually covered the calculator with my hand. Mrs. Bracken straightened up to scowl at me, and the butterflies in my stomach turned into stampeding rhinos. "So, it was you, was it? Pick up your things, Victoria, and follow me." Mrs. Bracken had a face like thunder. I scrabbled to pick up all the items on my desk. Something told me I was in mega trouble. I stood up. "Follow me," Mrs. Bracken ordered. Mrs. Bracken shut the hall door carefully behind me. "And where did you get the answers from?" she asked me stonily. "As if we didn't know." I stared up at her, thinking I must have misheard. "Pardon?" I stammered. "You heard me. Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. You and I both know how every one of your answers happens to be correct." "Miss, I don't understand," I began. "Victoria, there is no way you could have finished this test in 30 minutes unless you already knew the answers."
"But I didn't. How could..."
"Don't compound your crime by lying, child."
"But I'm not."
"So you just read the questions and automatically knew the answers?" Mrs. Bracken's eyebrows were so low they touched her eyelashes.
"No, not exactly," I said. I used my calculator."
"Don't be facetious, child."
"I really did."
"You're a cheat, Victoria Gibson," she said furiously. That word made me jump.
"I wasn't a cheat. I'd never cheated at anything in my life."
"Mrs. Bracken, if you just let me explain..." I began again. "You don't have to explain, Victoria. I know exactly how you did it. I knew I'd catch the culprit, but I must say, I'm surprised it's you."
"Culprit? What culprit? What was she talking about?"
Mrs. Bracken folded her hands across her ample chest. "We are going to see the headmistress," she said with satisfaction.
"But I didn't cheat, miss."
"Of course you did," Mrs. Bracken said icily. "When it comes to maths, Victoria, you are no Einstein. And not even Einstein could have finished my test in that time. Unless he previously had the answers, of course."
"Previously had the answers? How could I have previously had the answers? I programmed my calculator to work out the answers."
My eyes were really stinging now, and there was a whole football stuck in my throat, choking me. "I'm surprised at you, Victoria. I really am. But I'll tell you something. When I've finished with you, my girl, you'll wish you'd never done it. Now follow me." Miss Hiff, the headmistress, sat behind the table, her arms folded. "I have just one question to ask you, Vicky," Miss Hiff began. "I know how good at programming you are. Is that how you obtained the answers to the maths exam?"
"Okay, so I'd programmed my calculator. But no one had ever said I couldn't."
"Yes, I did. But..." Miss Hiff leaned back in her chair.
"I see. So you admit that you cheated?"
I didn't exactly see it as cheating," I replied hotly.
"Then how did you see it exactly?"
Miss Hiff asked sternly.
"Well, no one ever said I couldn't do it," I muttered, which was a big mistake.
"Victoria, I can't believe you said that. You know a lot better than that," Miss Hiff said sharply.
"But Miss Hiff, I..."
"You do realise," Miss Hiff interrupted, "that at the very least I'm going to have to suspend you."